Office work is old-fashioned. Traditional office setups are a thing of the past. Back in the day, working from home with a flexible schedule was reserved for only the top performers, if even for them. Most companies insisted on local offices and strict schedules, believing that collaboration in an office environment was crucial for productivity and innovation. Won't teamwork, creativity, and profits take a hit if employees don't work side by side? And how can managers keep an eye on workers who aren't in the same office? And profits. Then came 2019, and COVID-19 turned the working world upside down. Did productivity take a hit? Offices shut down, and suddenly, millions of employees found themselves working remotely. Surprisingly, productivity didn't take a hit, it actually went up. The flexible work model sparked creativity and innovation. Nowadays, many employees appreciate the freedom that comes with working from home. Recruiting has become easier than ever. Organizations are faced with significant change, and it's doubtful that work will ever fully return to its old ways. The era of traditional office work seems to be a thing of the past, replaced by the advantages of remote flexibility. Old productivity methods failed and aren't useful. Old productivity measures didn't work and aren't effective anymore. The traditional ways of gauging productivity never really hit the mark, and now, with the shift to remote work due to COVID, they're practically obsolete. For example, keeping tabs on employees was as straightforward as counting heads in the office each day. But with most people working from home, that old method no longer cuts it. The walking around management style, where supervisors physically check in on their team, falls apart when employees are scattered across different locations, from Indianapolis to Albuquerque, and even some on remote islands. Merely seeing who's present doesn't shed light on their actual tasks. Employees might be on personal calls, texting friends, or shopping online, activities unrelated to work. While most employees do their jobs, managers now face the challenge of quantifying and assessing the quality of their output. Follow 7 steps to retrofit your company for the new future of work. To make a big change in a company, the leaders need to take 7 tough steps. Before starting this change, the bosses must agree on the direction they want to go. This is important for competition. If a company doesn't or can't change, it will lose to others that figure out new ways for their employees to work the way they want. 1. Retrofit your company for the future of work in 7 steps. Companies need clear principles to make decisions about employee flexibility. As workplace flexibility is new, finding the best practices requires discussion. Principles should guide these talks. Providing flexibility can get complex. Establishing clear principles and practices is useful and efficient. Follow these tips. Flexibility for all. Provide a flexible schedule to everyone, experiment with various approaches, and learn from mistakes. Diverse flexibility. Explore different ways your company can be flexible beyond just remote work. Tailor flexibility plans. Avoid a one-size-fits-all approach. Tailor flexibility plans based on departmental needs. Fair collaboration. Extend collaboration opportunities to all employees, adapting to your workflows and projects. Digital-first mentality. Prioritize a digital-first mindset for employee flexibility policies and other initiatives. Greater goals. While keeping employees happy is vital, remember that the right flexibility boosts the bottom line. 2 clear guidelines for a better work environment. Establishing guidelines for employee behavior is crucial for workplace flexibility. Core principles are vital, but it's equally important to develop clear behavioral guidelines for practices, leadership, and corporate culture. This ensures a fair application of these principles by everyone. For example, Slack employs a straightforward, one-dial-in, all-dial-in policy, making remote meeting participation mandatory for all employees, whether in the office or working remotely. IBM leaders used social media to share a list of work from home, WFH, norms, fostering a shared understanding of expectations. It's imperative to avoid faux flexibility, policies that appear flexible but don't genuinely empower employees or promote autonomy. 3. Collaborative approach to flexible work policies. Flexibility in the workplace is crucial, but enforcing top-down directives isn't the way to go. Big players like Apple and Google have made this mistake. Instead, involve your team in shaping these policies. Don't just drop rules on everyone. It's about finding what works for each person. Get input from both seasoned employees and newer team members. The key is the team-level agreement, TLA. This document helps build trust and flexibility by addressing values, schedules, meetings, accountability, and relationships with each team member. It's a collaborative approach that ensures everyone's needs are considered. 4. Explore flexible schedules for a company fit solution. Flexibility might be a bit confusing for many companies, and there's no clear guide on how to bring it in. So, why not try different things? Test various approaches, face the challenges, collect lots of data, and see what works best. Keep experimenting until you figure out what clicks. Don't wait for a perfect solution or a benchmark that will demonstrate with 100% certainty that any given arrangement is perfect. Instead, embrace a cheerful trial and error process. No mistakes, just options. 5. Forge adored virtual connection cultures. Leading tech companies often build impressive offices to attract and keep top talent, making employees feel like they're part of a powerful group. These companies can also create outstanding virtual environments that draw in new workers. When managed well, these online spaces can foster a sense of community that benefits everyone. Studies show that feeling connected can boost brain power, health, and emotional well-being. Despite common misconceptions, flexible virtual workplaces actually enhance feelings of connection and belonging. Research shows that employees with flexible schedules feel a greater sense of inclusion and job satisfaction. It's often thought that people working in the same space inspire each other's creativity. However, where people work doesn't really affect their creativity. 6. Effective management in a virtual work environment. The shift from traditional offices to virtual work has revealed a need for improved managerial skills. Companies are taking steps to enhance their managers' abilities, like Slack's introduction of Basecamp training. They carefully choose managers with strong leadership histories, impressive retention rates, and teams that attract everyone. Today's ideal managers go beyond enforcing rules and tracking time. They act as coaches, leading with empathy. The top managers establish trust, offer clarity, and support their employees, whether working in the office or remotely, to ensure they reach their full potential. 7. Choose the boom loop over the doom loop. Constantly monitoring employees can lead organizations into a counterproductive doom loop. This type of monitoring is often a waste of time, involving pointless metrics and checkboxes that ultimately harm morale and trust, leading to employee turnover. Instead, opt for the boom loop by demonstrating trust in your workforce. Avoid micromanaging and communicate openly with your employees about shared goals. Provide the necessary support to help them succeed. This approach not only builds trust but also contributes to a more productive and positive work environment. Employee progress monitoring. Instead of watching your employees like hawks, keep an eye on their progress with measurable goals and clear projects. Use the Raji Matrix system to identify who's responsible for specific tasks, who approves their work, who needs to be consulted, and who should be informed about project progress. Monitoring hours may seem like a good idea, but it can tank morale. Nobody likes to feel constantly watched. Research even shows that 50% of workers under strict surveillance deal with anxiety, compared to only 7% of those who aren't regularly monitored. Flexible work. Flexible work is becoming the standard. Workers seek and appreciate flexible hours, boosting your company's appeal and hiring potential. Such policies enhance productivity, foster innovative teamwork, and support a healthy work-life balance. Key points. 1. Remote work evolved from traditional offices to increased flexibility due to COVID. 2. 7 steps for successful transformation. Clear rules, diverse flexibility, and a digital-first approach. 3. Team involvement in shaping policies for a collaborative and flexible work environment. 4. Experiment with different schedules to find the best fit for the company. 5. Prioritize virtual connections over physical offices for improved well-being and creativity.